This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. These are 9 stories that we're following today in healthcare at Becker's Healthcare. The first one is about the Baylor Scott & White CEO, Peter McKenna. He had an interview with Kelly Gooch where he talked about what a paper route taught the Baylor Scott & White CEO. And just a brilliant interview in a very humble, thoughtful way of looking at it and how you take care of customers, how you take care of business. Second, one of our writers wrote about HCA Healthcare's TriStar division building a $250 million hospital. Again, there are some hospital closures going on in the country. There's some hospital openings going on in the country. And there's a very big difference between the haves and the have-nots. This is HCA continuing to have some success. Erica Carbajal writing on that. Third, a man charged in a $70 million Medicare fraud scheme. That seems like a lot of money. Molly Gamble reporting on that. That was a DME-driven sort of Medicare scheme. And again, you know, charging $70 million, you know, scheme. Fourth, Freightert and ThetaCare's first 100 days as a merged entity. It's now an 18-hospital system. Dr. Andrabi, the wonderful CEO there, talks about, you know, how you look at this as you put systems together and so forth. He and Kathy Jacobson, two great leaders there. Fifth story, why CFOs struggle to reach the CEO role. And even though CFOs are often so front and center, they're often pigeonholed as CFOs, not as strategic thinkers, and don't make it to become CEO. A great story there by Lexi Kaiser in that discussion of how often this is how it works, that CFOs don't get to be CEOs. You see so many other leaders end up rolling into that CEO leadership spot. Sixth story from Laura Dierda on Jason Owen becoming named the new CEO of Envision Healthcare. Envision's been through the ringer over the last couple of years with a bankruptcy, $7 billion in debt, and now restructuring itself. And Jason Owen taking that lead role as leadership. We'll see how that ends up. Seventh, a sign of the times. Rite Aid closing another 53 locations. Madeline Ashley records on that. Eighth, Dr. Peter Pronovost, one of the brilliant people in our country. He has a piece on diabetes care needing a revamp, and that's fascinating as well in Becker's Healthcare. Finally, the ninth story I'm following today is a story that recaps what we've seen over the last few years. Tenet Healthcare transforming into an ambulatory company with USPI as the anchor to that, and Alan Condon reports on that. And that's also fascinating to see how Tenet made that transformation from really being in trouble to totally remaking itself into an ambulatory company. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We hope you enjoy these short summaries of some of the issues that we're following. And again, thank you for listening, and thank you to our wonderful producer, Chanel Bunger. If you listen to this all the way through and you text Scott Becker, the founder, publisher of Becker's Healthcare, at 773-766-5322, you're the first person to text me. I'll send you a 100-hour Amazon gift certificate. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thank you very, very much.